Meeting is called to order. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Who do you have for excused absence?
Teresa Allen.
Is that the only one?
That is the only one of which I am aware.
Okay. David Britton?
Here.
Thank you. Lillian Kerr?
Present.
Thank you. Adriana Casaneve?
Present.
Thank you. Henry Foyce?
Files? Here.
Sorry. I have a mental block now, Henry. I can't do it.
You'll get it right at some point.
I get it right every once in a while. You know, it's Robert Gartner. Patrick Hoyt. Wally James. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Oh, I thought you had I thought your face was a lot whiter than that. Okay,
it's
thank
going
you.
To be.
Mary Ann Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Your friend and mine.
Thank you. Frank Pretka. Are you here, Frank? Nope. Nancy Sabara Naratomi. Nancy. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Oh, is that God. Really you, or is it Deb Shafto? Deb Shafto? I don't think so. Sister Mama Sonia?
Present.
Oh, my God, I'm trying to make... Can you hear that? I am so sorry.
Okay. William Stone? Krishanda Thibodeau. Richard Giselle here. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Thank you. Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Williams. Egberto Willis. Susan Young.
Here. And I noticed that Nancy Sibara Naratomi has come up.
Okay, you there, Nancy?
Yes, present.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
And so is Wally.
Okay, Wally, you there?
Oh, yeah.
You've got quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Next order of business is approval of the agenda. You all received the agenda by email. And are there any additions or corrections to the agenda as it was presented? Chair will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Are there any objections?
No.
Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Thank you. Next order of business is the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting, which were prepared for us by our...
This is Richard. I'll move approval of the minutes.
Is there a
second?
Are there any objections to approving the minutes as they were sent to you?
I, Adriana, I abstain. Yes. I don't want to vote for those minutes. Thank you.
Okay, you want to call?
So we call the roll because we have an
That's
extension.
Not an objection.
No,
it's not an objection. There is the minutes were approved with one abstention.
Exactly.
Correct.
Sorry, I have a sneezing cat.
Get down, Missy. Nobody wants to hear that.
Sorry. Minutes have been approved. The next item of business is staff recognitions. Who wants to start?
I'd be happy to. Sorry.
Go ahead, Lillian.
Hey. Well, I wanted to just give a shout out to everybody that got us back in the studio. I know it was a huge effort. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. I was in the studio for the first time a couple of weeks ago. It's great. So happy to be actually back in a physical building. And thank you to everybody that made that possible. We really appreciate it.
I have too many thank yous, Madam Chair. Thank you. As Lillian said, my goodness, you know, Otis, Mo, Sandy, Bill Crozier, probably Dwayne Bradley, a bunch of people have been there schlepping stuff, pulling wires, getting us all set up. The donation of really spectacular furniture that Sandy acquired, trainings that have been happening for board operations and with the programmers, both about how to get into and use the station effectively and how to pitch more effectively. Markeisha for helping us do our budget in a way that got, almost unanimous approval in the National Finance Committee. And they said, this is how you're supposed to do budgets. Robin, always Robin. I love that she came up with the, you know, put pennies in a cup. And every time you listen to KPFT, so you can do those many pennies a day for the year. And of course, Howard, the tireless, the amazing man. And I am so proud of everybody and the statements that we're able to make at the national board. We are the ray of light at the national board. And of course, Sandy, who has busted his butt ever since July 1. And to his lovely, significant other who has put up with it.
That is so true. Does anybody else have staff recognition? I just want to add my two cents about Sandy. You know, we were fortunate enough to get him as a volunteer interim general manager, little suspecting that we were also hiring a general contractor. And he has been out there, you know, with his steel-toed boots and his hard hat and his figurative hard hat anyway, and just supervising everything and keeping his fingers on making sure that everybody was where they needed to be when they needed to be there. It's been really amazing. Plus, of course, as Susan said, everyone else just coming in every day and doing their job, which has been very gratifying. Thank you, Sandy.
Madam Chair, may I add one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me add one more thing, which is, the going live on air September 24th was amazing. And among the things that Sandy did was to put together 6 hours of programming, and he wove in people who have had this to do with the station for years in many capacities. And being there was so fun and exciting. And each of us got a thimble full of champagne. So thank you all.
Anybody else? Staff recognition? Last call. All right. Thank you all very much. And thank everybody for really showing appreciation where it is very much due. And what a perfect way to segue into the interim general manager's report. Take it away, Sandy.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay? All right. I'm not going to be very long with my words tonight. I did send a report to the board which covered a lot of detail, but as Susan just said, on September 24th, we did our first live broadcast from a really untested studio. I'll share with you that during those 6 hours, we ran through about 15 microphones looking for ones that might work. So you don't know until you try. We had a lot of problems with the startup the first week. We're still having a few miscues now and then each day, but things are getting better. But let's rewind. Let's go back to September 23rd, 22nd, 21st, 20th, 19th. Mo came to town. He got us partially the way there, and he left. When he left, things were in complete disarray. To the extent that the Houston Chronicle, Andrew Dansby, came by, and they wrote an article, and it was a week before the 24th, I guess about the 17th or 18th, when they came by and did the interview and took the pictures. And in the article, he said it was hard to believe that we were going to be on the air in a few short days looking at it. And I got to say, when you think about if you had seen the disarray and then saw the final result a few days later, it was something to behold. So special thanks to Egberto, to Mo, to Bill Crozier, and to the others that came down and pulled those wires, got their hands dirty, and went through the big frustration of trying to find the right type of cable at the right length. A lot of trips to Guitar Center and Micro Center and Office Depot looking for and getting enough parts to put the thing together. Through all of this, I want to thank a big shout out to Marlo Blue. We talk about staff recognition. Marlo's leading a team of three on the program direction function. She's doing this really well. And we did launch two new grids, complete grids, one on HD1 side, HD2, both FM broadcasts. And many, many new shows are on there. So this means going out, contacting those programmers, and getting them set up in our system so they receive emails, getting promos, getting tags into the system. Marlo was instrumental in working with Otis and getting all of that done. A big shout out to Otis for getting all the things done that you need to see when you look at our website and see what's playing now and what you hear with the archives. So a lot of work there. In terms of schedule and programmers, we met twice since we gathered as an LSB last time with the programmers. We were discussing things like schedule. We were able to accommodate most requests handily, and people, for the most part, got what they wanted. You can't always get what you want, and there's no 100% in that equation. However, I think we did pretty darn good. Again, thank you, Marlo and Howard and Rourke, for their help there. As you know, we're in a fund drive. Again, getting set up for the fund drive and building this studio at the same time meant that I really didn't have a lot of time to pay attention. However, Robin Lewis, Rodrigo Bravo, Russ Setzkorn, Rhonda Gardner, and others have been paying attention, especially on the social media side. And driving the drive means not only on-air pitching, but good social media engagement. So thank you to those folks, Rodrigo leading the charge here, for making changes and continuing to make changes to help fund the station, get the word out. I mentioned the Houston Chronicle article by Andrew Dansby. In addition to that, we had a nice two-page article in Wave Magazine that just came out the other day. This was written by Zach Tate. And I want to thank Rourke, because Rourke and Zach are friends. Zach is a musician that's played on Rourke's program, and it just so happens he's a writer, editor, photographer for Wade Magazine. A really nice two-page article that I just got a look at in print for the first time today. So thanks to all those folks for making that happen. I think Susan also mentioned, in operating the station from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. now, we're in our third week. People are beginning to come and go. They can open up. They can close down properly. They're learning how to work the board, taking care of themselves just like we did at Lovett. Come in, do your show, leave. And we're getting that going for that 12-hour period. I hope to extend that to 9 p.m. very shortly before the drive is over, because one thing that I will make a strong remark on is that those shows being done in person live, especially Rourke, Susan Darrow on Monday to Friday, Egberto Willis today and other times during the week, we're finding shows that are done live make their goal. They're getting the money. Shows that are being sent in not so much. So one of the messages to programmers, especially now during Fun Drive, come in and do your show, please. Don't send it in. Make the mistakes. Be in the moment. Be a member of the community, right? So it's an interesting dynamic. We're all learning this for the first time. It's a unique moment for us. In terms of the studio build out, one of the contractors, C-Link, is done with their scope. They're coming back to do a repair tomorrow on one of the magnetic locks, but they did beautifully, carried out their scope. They did so safely and worked with us very closely. It was a very satisfying experience. Our other contract with AD Paint and Remodeling is almost over. They owe us some bulletproof glass window and a couple of other small items, and they'll be buttoning all that up within the next week or two. And again, they went way above and beyond the scope of the contract to take care of extra little details that make the building look that much nicer. I encourage you all to come down and take a look. Little by little, we're cleaning up and getting things put away. So through all this and getting people to come and go, a critical part of this is board training. Stuart Nance is an intern that's joined us from Alvin Community College, along with a few other volunteers that have learned to run the board, and they come in and they can operate the phones as well. There's cross training, so they can be phone screeners in the studio as well as operate the board and take shifts and help out those talk show hosts and others that need help. As we extend the schedule into evening hours, we're going to need more board ops, and we're stretching ourselves further, and we've got to have more people to cover the gap. So we're building that list up, and I think we're doing a really nice pace. Just in the fact that things are opening and closing some days. Sunday runs itself, no management needed. So we got this to where things are going pretty well on that level. As I said, we're in our October drive, fall fun drive, traditionally the largest fun drive of the year for KPFT, the first of the fiscal year. Our fiscal year began October 1st. You'll learn more about our budget being passed by the PNB's budget committee, finance committee. So, Markeisha, great job. This drive has a $150,000 goal. I looked a few minutes ago. We have $45,429 collected, of which $15,000 are rollover sustaining pledges. So on October 1st, or when the month closes out from the prior month, Robin Lewis and Markeisha get together and they see what sustaining members have not canceled, in effect, kept their membership going, keeping their funding going. They annualize on that anniversary, they annualize that monthly contribution, and it goes toward the goal of the fund drive. So if you're giving $10 a month, you're giving $120 toward this current drive is the way that's totaled, if you're a sustaining member. So about $15,000 of that, there's a few dollars that aren't in that category. They're checks, paper checks that came in, that are included in that total. So let's be very cautious about numbers. Numbers don't lie, but these numbers say that we collected $30,000. Today is the eighth day of the drive, okay? We're doing roughly $4,000 a day. To make this drive fulfill in total, we need to be doing $5,500 a day. Effectively, since we've gone back in August driving the drive and now coming live with this drive, we've doubled our former rate of intake of pledges. Today alone, I think we had 9 new members. It's going to take a little while to build this up. We're pushing sustaining memberships. If we get enough of them, our pledge drives are a foregone conclusion. We could get $50,000 a month coming in. We can get 10,000 people to give $5 a month. Then we can fund the radio station. I don't know if we can get 10,000. Maybe we can get 5,000 to do $10, right? Or something along those lines. But this is kind of the direction that I'm moving the funding philosophy toward. Markeisha reports that we had $45,669.41 in the bank as of yesterday, I believe, when I spoke with her, or 2 days ago, you'll pardon me. That's an increase of about $5,000 month over month. But again, let's not get too exuberant. We had a successful August drive, so our bank balance floated up and we paid a lot of bills, paid it back down. We still have a lot of bills yet to pay. We have a substantial credit card debt of about $18,000, $17,000 that we're going to have to pay off, and hopefully quickly, and unburden ourselves of that. And we have other debt as well that we need to alleviate ourselves from. Programming note, tomorrow the January 6th meetings are being covered by Pacifica. That'll be airing here from noon to 3. And so we're going to preempt programming from noon to 3 tomorrow. And you'll hear the Pacifica coverage of a very important historical moment. We also covered the Beto O'Rourke, Greg Abbott debate, Akua Holt and Egberto Willis hosted. And we had a team in to help with engineering and phones. So I want to thank everybody for those special broadcasts. I think it's really important that we stay in the moment and we're nimble enough to cover at least those very large events to that level. So my report's in writing. You got my phone number. You know where my office is. Come visit if you want to talk. And what kind of questions you got? Thank you.
You're muted.
Sorry. I don't want to go first with my questions if there's anybody else waiting. Anybody else with questions? Susan, you're muted.
I've got my hand up.
You are the only person that I see right this second, so you may go.
Okay. First, a comment, which is I was told by the treasurer at KPFK that their goal is $5,500 a day and that they're making $3,000. So we're beating them. not that that's a happy statement at all. It's very sad. Sandy, you say in your report, you encourage people to come by the station. At the same time, there's work on happening. There are people who are having to put everything on. Would you be kind to explain the procedure/protocol that you need for that to be orderly?
Well, contact me in advance. I mean, there's a rolling gate. During operating hours, the swing gate at the edge of the walk is open, or should be, or usually is. And you can come up to the front door. There's a camera there, but unfortunately, as of today anyway, there's no monitor in the studio. So just because you're there, nobody might see you. Best thing to do is to either call the studio line or text me personally or just knock on the door. Somebody is usually there to hear it and bring you on in, okay? I'm discouraging the wearing of open-toe shoes. There is still a lot of debris in the area. We are, again, day by day, today we finally got some stuff in to clean up the floors a little bit, the dust and some of the pieces of wire that are on the floor where Mo and everybody else was frantically working. So we're getting things cleaned up. But contact me first, either by email or just text me. My number is 713-449-2981. And come on in.
I have two hands. Mike, I think your hand was up first.
Yes. All I wanted to add is that I've been going to the Texan games and the U of H Cougar games and trying to sign up members, and I'm getting people to send donations this month to KPFT. I'm going to try to get our donations up in the next couple of weeks. We have a bye week with the Texans, but we have a big game coming up on the 30th, so I want to get a lot of money coming into the station, and that's my goal.
Brilliant. I love it. Tom, did you have your hand up, or were you just stretching?
No, I was talking to my daughter. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Oh, that's okay. I just don't want to miss anybody. And I had a question, Sandy, I want to follow up on what Susan said. If there's some way, possibly through the web page, I think it's important that people, first of all, get to see it and get to see how amazing it is. At the same time, we don't want to disrupt the workday. We don't want to necessarily, if you're meeting with a contractor and you're in the middle of something, it's probably better if people don't just drop by. So is there some way that we could set up a schedule that people could reach you and say, I'd like to come on Tuesday at 4:00. Will you be available? Something like that. Am I overthinking this?
The easiest way, just drop an email or a text to me, and sure, you know, I'm flexible. And as far as those meetings, there's never any set hours for much of anything, and there's always something that we're trying to keep bolted down, so to speak. Parts and pieces in the studio, I'm referring to. So.
Right. Things flying around and getting managed.
But yeah, I mean, generally I'm there every morning. I get there usually 8:30, 9:00, and I've been staying as late as 9:00 at night, just depending. So, every day is a little different. We're still getting people in and out of the studio, and like I said, some people know how to use it, some people don't, and it's a little bit different than Love It in that it's more IT driven. So when you walk in, the first thing you see are like 6 or 7 screens with all this information on it. It looks like the, you know, space capsule headquarters. So, you gotta know what to click and when and how to turn things on and off and what sequence, et cetera. So we're training people. It's not that difficult and it's working really well, as people adapt to it and learn how to use it. It gets smoother every day.
And the impression I get from you is that, the security is better than it was. I'd Love It. And we have electronic gates and magic buttons and, retina scans.
No retina scans, not yet. No.
Okay.
And so we have magnetic locks. We have several security cameras up, and I didn't say it before, but thank you to Debbie Smith, the building committee. Her grandson Brendan was instrumental in getting those kind of started. Howard and I fished another couple mountain. But, you know, again, there's more technology here than there was at Love It, especially since we're still halfway automated and halfway live. And lots to coordinate.
It's amazing. Any other questions for the interim general manager? Anybody? Wave your hand. Your virtual hand or your physical hand. I don't care. Nancy, I see your virtual hand.
Yes, I have a question about the Tom Hartman show in the afternoon from 1 to 2. Is that live?
That's the live feed from Tom Hartman, yes.
Okay, so can we post somewhere, maybe on the grid or the telephone number? Because if it's live, that means Houston can call in, right?
It's a national call-in show. That is correct.
Yeah, because that was the
thinking in putting it there, that it was not just local. Now your engagement is national. So the call-in shows, if you give me a little bit of breathing room here, I'd tell you that they're working and they're not working. Sometimes they're spectacular. The engagement's great and you could just feel good energy. And on some of them, not so much. So we're still trying to feel our way through this, but Hartman's a pro and he does a national call.
My question was about the telephone number. He doesn't always say the telephone number. I mean, like out of 2 or 3 shows, he may say once, you know, the telephone number. And I'm talking about the live show, not the one in the early morning. That's edited and there's no telephone numbers spoken at all. So the one that's live where our listeners can call in, then why don't we put the number on the grid or somewhere, so that, our listeners can call in.
Yeah, maybe so. That sounds like a reasonable thing to do. I think he gives it out during the show, and it's probably on his website as well, but that's just plain common sense to do that, so thank you.
He doesn't give it out that often. And another thing about that.
Could I ask you to send me an email reminder, please?
Sure. Also, the LSB meeting announcement, I heard it announced on the HD about 3 times, but I didn't hear it once announced on the FM, and I think the FM is a better place to announce meetings.
Nancy, it was scripted on both.
I heard it yesterday on FM.
Yeah, it was scripted on both and heavily.
What Nancy. Time was
I think it
on
was, in the morning.
Yeah, what time in the morning?
I mean, it would be like between 7 and 8. It was either that or it was in the afternoon, like about 6.
Or both.
Well, can you give us a schedule? So when I, you know, when you have these meetings so I can check them, because I heard the 9:58 in the morning on the HD2, and then I heard at 4 p.m. on the HD2, and then I heard at 1, I didn't hear it, but I looked on the archive, it was on Wax Museum. That's really a music museum. I mean, the programmer is saying his name is Music Museum, not Wax Museum. I think there's a misspelling of the name. And also there's a You Talk, but he's saying You Call. So what is the real name of the show? Should make up his mind, or y'all make up your mind. But I mean, he's saying You Call, and it's written on the grid, You Talk. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
You realize we have no coffee machine and it's early, so.
Yeah, and one more thing. You know, the PMB passed a motion a long time ago to add at least 6 hours of Spanish language programming, because they knew the way our country is growing, our ethnic diversity, that's the fastest growing population, is the Spanish language culture. I mean, they have lots of babies, and more than the other color. And now there's no Spanish language program.
Wait a minute. I have to say something.
That's uncalled for. Uncalled for. And
that was offensive. That was very offensive.
Yeah, absolutely out of order, Nancy. Thank you. Just take a short breath, okay?
Richard, there's a motion of the PMB that that our country is growing with more Spanish language culture. So,
and you added your own editorial opinion, and I'm asking you for the second time.
No, I'm telling you
down.
The motion that I'm telling you the motion.
I honestly
that the PMB
don't
passed.
Think that the PNB said that Hispanics have lots of babies. I don't think that was a statement coming from the PNB. I think that came from you, and I'm asking you for the third time to please stand down. Secretary, will you please note for the minutes?
Okay.
Richard, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Sandy for all your hard work, man.
Thank you, Richard, for all your hard work.
Yeah.
Just please mark me present. I came in late. Sorry about that.
Got you.
Okay. Moving right along. It is 7:37. Are there any other questions for the interim general manager? Going once, going twice. All right. Excuse me for a side message. In Zoom, Captain Tom, I just sent you a text message. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is our national board reports, and we have 3 of our national board representatives here present. Who wants to go first? Susan is very eager. I can see that she's bouncing up and down in her chair, but
well,
Marianne,
I would like to defer to my colleagues for them to go first, and I'm happy to, do catch up.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Now I serve on the governance. This is Marianne. I serve on that governance committee, and unfortunately, on Wednesday, September the 28th, our meeting was canceled. So our next meeting will be on October the 26th. Thank you.
Egberto?
I serve on the programming's committees. We had a meeting, I think it was last Monday. We discussed having a program that actually didn't quite go through. I can't remember. I came in here late, so I'm kind of off of it. But one of the things that we're working on is trying to develop some sort of a national news program. We're still working on it with all the people from all across the country. But when I have more to say, I'll bring that up. But the programming committee is starting to, in my opinion, coalesce a little bit better. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan.
I'm involved with two committees, and I'll cover Teresa's report as well. So the National Finance Committee has taken on a new responsibility, which one would be surprised it wasn't already its responsibility, but it's to monitor the financial situation, which is in ongoing crisis. So that's our responsibility, to review it, report on it to the national board. We are proceeding with adopting budgets, and the first one that we have adopted is KPFT. It was Markeisha and Sandy gave a presentation. The whole committee was very impressed, because it was done by Markeisha, in a format that, not all of the committees, adhere to, and using the protocol for limiting how much you can say revenues increase so that they're not unrealistic. And both gave a very good explanation of how it was all put together, the process that we went to. There were a couple of technical corrections, but basically the budget will be sent forward. It was a 9-1 vote. One person voted against going forward at this time because of a technicality having to do with the central services. With the Strategic Planning Committee, there are two things at least. One of them is the underwriting pilot program is still waiting to be taken up by the PNB. A motion has come forward from strategic planning. And then another set of conversations have to do with getting turnaround expertise. And I anticipate that it will be the strategic planning committee that looks at those, looks at those possibilities. Regarding elections, it has been decided, and I think I previously reported that, or Teresa did, the 2022 election will not be held. There isn't enough money. There isn't enough time. And there are several proposals that are under consideration by the PNB about how to deal with term limits in light of the fact that we will not have these elections. So if that matter will be either taken up tomorrow or at a subsequent meeting. Oh, and Markeisha's doing a great job.
She made good. Okay, it is 7:42. Does anybody have any questions for the Pacifica National Board? Going once, going twice. Anybody? I don't see any. I don't see any. All right. I will take a suggestion, because our public comment has to start at 8 o'clock, time certain. We have 14 minutes that we could move to one of the task force committee reports and probably get that done before public comment. The grant funding task force, Henry, are you there? Are you ready?
Yeah, Jane. So there's not a lot to report in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to meet with Robin Lewis again. I'm going to keep looking for funding sources. I'm also hoping to help out with the Libet Foundation effort, which is an effort to have musical concerts in populations that are 250,000 or less. So I hope to have more to report next month.
Okay, great. That was quick. Task Force Fundraising, Venetia Williams. Venetia Williams, is anybody here?
Madam Chair, I had a question Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Nancy Saibara Narotomi brought up that there are CPB special grants available. And so I suggested that she get in touch with you about that, and maybe she would like to mention that on this call.
Yeah, Nancy, send me an email and I'll look into it. If you would, please, Nancy.
I sent everybody a copy, and I put on there that we don't qualify yet. Pacifica doesn't have enough membership at KPFK and at KPFT, and we don't have enough ethnic diversity listeners at KPFT. So we don't qualify, but if you want to sign up for these updates, it's interesting to read. They're giving grants for more public radios because of the closing of newspapers reporting on state government actions. So I just thought for interest, just to tell you all, and I sent it to all five boards, that they can sign up for these updates so they can see what CPB is thinking and doing. And one day, eventually, we will get back in compliance, and we will get that. That's worth a lot of money. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Nancy, can I ask a question? Hello?
Lillian, hello, yes.
It is Lillian. It is I, Lillian. How does the CPP measure the demographics of its listeners? How do they know we don't have a diverse listening audience?
You know, they go by machines, Nielsen. I don't know if they're Arbitrons or Nielsen. Some kind of machines in homes of diverse people, listeners, and they ask them to have these machines attached to their, whatever their media, I don't know, television or radio. And then they collect that information, and then that's how they decide, well, this station does not have enough. And our measurements got bad in 2015, and we lost the $50,000 bonus CPB grant yearly given. If you multiply 8 years times 50,000, that's quite a bit of money, $400,000 we missed on because of those machines were not showing that they were listening to us. And it goes with the programming. We used to have 11 ethnic programs at this station in its infancy when it first began. I didn't know about KPFD at that time. We had 11 different ethnic groups. Now we have down to 3. So, no, now, well, there's no more Spanish language. We only have, what, indigenous and black and anyway, we don't have too much now. We need to build up because we're in the most diverse city.
Are we talking about listeners or programmers?
No. Listeners. And there's no real way to know perfectly what kind of people are listening to us. The only way they can do it is by these machines that are in people's homes, diverse people's homes, and then they're able to see what they're listening to, what radio station. So we've been falling. KPFT is really in bad shape since 2015. The other stations, they were getting that $50,000 bonus grant every year, but we failed to get it from 2015. So it's reasonable. If you look at our programming, we don't have any more Vietnamese or Chinese or German or Hebrew or all those Haitian or Caribbean. We had so many different ethnic shows. We don't have them now. And that's really bad because we're not going to get more people. And around my house, there's 2 Afghan restaurants, you know. We should be having some Afghan program, even 30 minutes. Or
we can only do so much.
I know, but we used to have. We used to have a Farsi show that was just music, and it was like a short Farsi show. But, I mean, the programmer was speaking in Farsi and English, and we just lost a lot of spice.
Thank you. That your observation is good, and I would request that you take it to the programming committee and work on developing some outreach. And Adriana has her hand up.
Yes, to clarify that CPB have their own way to measure. They will not ask us anything. And we can send, if anybody is interested, I will send the email that, I'm sorry, the letter that was sent from the CPB to KPFT and what we lost. It's been called MASS, it's massive, I'm sorry, I will give you exactly what that means, but it's the diverse audience. And I will send that information to everybody if everybody wants it, and we don't need to ask it. They have their own measures. It's not up to us. But I will send the letter that they sent to Pacifica and to KPFT, and that's why we lost 15% of the part of the grant, because we are not serving, is serving minority communities. And we lost that. But I will send it to everybody if everybody wants it. Thank you.
Thank you for providing that information, Adriana. I'm gonna just jump to the MSRC committee, of which I am the chair, and this committee is currently on hiatus, and I don't think I have anything useful to report. And I'm going to hold the finance committee because I suspect that it's going to take, well, Mr. McPherson, can you do finance committee in 10 minutes? Where is he? Where did he go? Where did he go? Which, he's one of these lovely landscapes, isn't he? Sean? Sean? I got nothing. All right.
I'm sorry, Jane, I didn't remember when I was saying, Adriana, the name of the grant is Minority Audience Service Station, AMED. MASS. And I will send the file to everybody. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you so much. I lost Sean. And
Madam Chair, I will text him.
Thank you. And, Captain Tom, would you just check your text messages again, please?
Madam Chair, Sean McPherson is back in.
Oh, awesome. Sean, we have 9 minutes before public comment. Is that enough time for you to do your finance report? Or would you rather wait? Sean? Are you muted?
It shows that he's joining.
I think. Hold on. Is he 832-223? No. Hold on a second. All right. The body will stand down for 1 minute.
Hold on a minute, Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Sean says that he was cut off and that y'all aren't responding. Can Captain Tom or somebody let him back in?
I just let him back in and he dropped off again.
Oh dear.
Madam Chair, whenever you can, I don't know who's can do that, but I see some questions in the chat. But when I'm trying to answer, they say chat disabled.
Yep. The chat is disabled. Thank you. Without Sean, Mr. Uzel has
no report.
No report. Governance, and I want to be sure that Mr. Harper has plenty of time for his outreach report, because we're all going to have questions and want to say good things about the outreach committee. And similarly, with the committee of inclusion, we're going to have
with committee of inclusion, Madam Chair, if you want.
I think that we're going to have some questions with committee of inclusion, so I would like to leave. I would like to give you plenty of time.
Okay.
I request that the body stand at ease for 6 minutes.
Too long.
That is too long for the body to stand at ease. Some of us will wander off. Did anybody ever find Sean McAllister McPherson again?
Madam Chair, he says he's trying to get in and no one's letting him in.
Captain Tom is the host.
He was trying through Otis.
Otis is the host, but either one of them, I think, can let him in. I have lost my phone, so I can't.
I just got done letting him in, and he keeps dropping off. I don't know what's going on.
I couldn't Captain Tom do his report.
Sure.
I see Sean's name on that he's in the... Sean, are you there?
Oh, yeah, we see him, don't we?
There he is. Sean, are you there? He's having a terrible time with his connection. Bless his heart. Can you hear us, Sean?
That maybe sounds, he can write it in the chat.
That sounds like a bad connection, doesn't it? It is 7:55. Tom, you want to try? Can you do
yes,
your report
Madam
in
Chair.
5 minutes? Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Okay. All right. I have my outreach committee report right here. Okay, September 15th, 2022, KPFT Outreach Committee, came to order. We had a total of 9 people at the meeting. We had 1 guest, which was Bruce Grief. Okay, minutes approval was, with spelling corrections or amended. Staff report. Watermelon Festival by Robert Lewis at Cottonwood, including outreach table, and engineers Howard Reynolds provided a 20-minute loop video about KPFT, which was appropriate and should be used in future events. Okay, we have also Rodrigo Bravo has got social media moving. Okay. As of August the 3rd, our fund drive made $51,000. And we also had 53 new members during the 10th and 13th of August. September fund drive out of 300. Motion passed. The KPFT Outreach Committee recommends that the LSB move to approve a KPFT history project, starting with asking for and collecting recorded stories by members, and the Outreach Committee plans to use usher and support this project and work with the IGM and report to the LSB. Next meeting is set for October. New business noted that the WBAI did a flyer design contest by children with judges, and worked it out. Ted Weisel proposed money in the budget for outreach materials. Ted Weisel also asked for the agenda to be be posted in kpftx.org. IGN said October 27, Rock October benefit. The KPFT will benefit at Cottonwood, and we had action items, and also going to the next page, Bruce Grief noted FEMA is giving funding for announcements, and Teresa Allen and Bruce Grief will contact each other about this. IGN said that the upcoming KPFT committees can be announced on the air with script after KPFT is broadcasting at the new location. We also adjourned. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Captain Tom. It would seem that there was something else that came up at the outreach. I think I volunteered for something at the outreach committee, but I'll circle back around with you.
Richard. Hi, Tom. When is you said the next meeting is in October. Do you have a date?
Yes, I do. Hold on, please. I'm sorry. It will be October the 20th.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just say to Captain Tom that Sean is going to drop out and try to come back in, so please keep an eye out for him.
Susan,
I'm back in and I can hear. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Welcome back. Sandy has right. his hand up and it's 7:59.
Thank you. Just very quickly, the Cottonwood Club is sponsoring another benefit for us on October 22nd and 23rd, Rocktoberfest. So, Anissa, you're kind of noisy there. Rocktoberfest. So 22nd, 23rd, similar to the watermelon, we could have a table and all that. This is more a Halloween theme, with metal bands and such. Interesting musical lineup. And I encourage you to all go out. The door proceeds will benefit KPFT. So thank you to Mike Barnett and the Cottonwood Club for offering this up. And on we go. Just a note for outreach there. Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions for outreach? Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.